Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Amy is still at her house. She is still battling some sort of throat fungus.
Oh.
I've diagnosed it as that now.
Throat fungus.
That yeah, gross. Yeah. And there's only one doctor in the room.
Oh, that's you?
That's me.
Dang. Honorary, yeah. But yeah.
No, but still doctor. Yeah, one doctor in the room. So Amy, if she sounds a little weird, she is in her studio at home. Amy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Obviously wish I was there, but here I am.
Is the cough getting any better?
Sounds about the same.
Oh, coughs, man, are so hard to shake. We're almost just going to write Amy off for the whole week and she's just going to be at home. Because
oh,
I don't want her to feel the pressure every day to be like, wake up in the morning, she's like, okay, let me test it. Because you have to like see if it's still there.
So, well, I've done a COVID test every morning in hopes that I could just come in, but you don't even want me bringing it in.
Yeah,
the fungus?
No, yeah, I don't want you to throw fungus in here.
No
yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
We're
like,
good. COVID or no COVID,
we'll
we don't want that
else.
In here.
Yeah. But Amy did get an email that she wanted to read. Do you want to start the show with that?
Yes, we can.
All right, go ahead.
So this person wrote, I don't want to come off as rude, but I'm wondering why you're so mean when Lunchbox talks about being a celebrity. He isn't hurting anything by saying that. You always say if something makes you happy and it's not hurting anyone, then do it. Him thinking he's a celebrity isn't hurting anyone and it makes him happy. So why be such a bully to him?
Okay, it's interesting. I think if we did not push back on it, our listeners would go, you got a guy on your show that keeps calling himself a celebrity? And you guys are just saying, yeah, you are. You are a celebrity. I think we'd get more negative reaction if we let him just say that, because that would mean he thinks it and that we all think we are.
And which we do. Which is not true. No.
Which is not true
no,
at
don't.
All.
We sign autographs. We take pictures with people. I mean, that's what celebrities do.
I got to tell you.
We make appearances.
Yelled,
we get screamed at from across the store. Like,
you do?
Lunchbox! And I mean,
that's your wife, bro.
Yeah, I'd like you don't hear them sometimes.
I don't really sign autographs. I'll sign books if I have a new book out, because people like signed books. But no one comes up to me and just goes, hey, man, would you sign this football? Or would you sign this suit? It just doesn't. Picture, sure. But the autograph thing doesn't really happen anymore.
I mean, you're walking at the mall. Sometimes you got to go out the back exit because there's so many people.
No,
I mean,
no, that's I go out the back exits because the car's back there. There was nowhere else to park, and I park back there behind the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, don't tell people where you park. See, that's what I'm saying. People be waiting at your car. I mean, that's why we are a celebrity. We are celebrities. We have to own it. You have to live it. It's just a lifestyle, and we chose this life, and we have to deal with it.
Okay.
What's the hardest part about being a celebrity in your mind?
Always, you know, just everybody staring at you when you go in public. You can feel eyes on you, and some people are too nervous or scared to come up and approach you, but they'll sit there and stare.
Yeah.
So it's weird to always have eyes on you.
And what's the best part about being a celebrity?
Man, the perks. Free stuff, getting in places like, oh, if there's a line, oh, you know, you come on up to the front because you're lunchbox. Or
when did that ever happen? Or recently, when did that happen?
Oh, all the time.
No. Recently, when does that happen?
Well, let me tell you one. Oh, can boy. I tell you
he
the best?
He just said recently.
I want a recent. Then you can tell me the one time it happened.
I mean, you go to a restaurant, it's a wait list.
To a restaurant. When recently has it happened?
I went to a restaurant 2 weeks ago, and it was like, oh, 45-minute wait for my wife. And then I walk up, and they're like, oh, actually, you know what? We can get you in about 5 minutes. And they clear a table.
They whispered that to you. We'll get you in.
I mean, you want to hear the ultimate one?
Do you guys believe his story?
No, not at all.
Either.
No.
Okay, I don't think they whisper it either. Like, come here, sir.
Do you want to hear the ultimate one?
Go ahead.
So, daycare here in this city, it is like a year and a half wait, right? And you got to pay money to get on wait lists. Mm-hmm. So you're basically never going to get into daycare. And I go to a daycare, and the girl is a huge fan. Huge fan, but she's like, yeah, I'm sorry, it's like a 2-year wait. We get a call a month later. She goes, you know, since I'm the director, I moved you to the top of the list. We got a spot for you.
They said that?
Yep.
Wow.
Why are you saying that right here?
Boom.
On air. Like
you just made everyone waiting for a daycare mad.
We didn't say which one, maybe. I don't know.
Just in general.
That's what celebrity gets you. If I wasn't a celebrity, if I was just Jim in the accounting office down the street, guess what? Still wouldn't have a daycare.
Daycare.
But since I'm Lunchbox on the radio, Mr. Worldwide Famous, boom.
Are you a Pitbull now?
And also he added famous so it wouldn't be Pitbull. Pitbull is Mr. Worldwide, but he goes, I'm Mr. Worldwide Famous, so it's different.
Exactly.
It's like Lil Nas and Nas.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got an email
should
asking.
Should I not said that?
You know, it is what it is at this point. It's out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe bleep that.
Lunchbox gets a call.
Yeah, that could be bad.
All right, time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So I'm roughly 5 months fresh out of divorce, and I did something the other day that I would like to know if you guys think it was a lame move or if it's an okay move. A girl that I've been interested in on Instagram for a while from my hometown posted it was a birthday. Well, apparently some of her clients were asking her Cash App name to send her money as a gift. Well, she's an ER nurse and has a tanning side gig. She posted it for her tanning business, not her personal, and I DM'd her on Instagram and said, hey, is that really your Cash App? She said, yeah. So I sent her $50. Happy birthday to you. You and your son should have a birthday lunch. Later, I was questioning whether or not I should have done that. What are your thoughts? Lame or okay? Do you think that helps or hurts my chances with her? Thank you. Longtime listener in Wichita. Let me think about this. I do like the fact that you included her son
in
that. And that you didn't just find her Cash App. You didn't search her and find it out of nowhere. Because you can go to the little hourglass and type in her name probably. Just sending somebody money to pick them up, though, and to that's weird. That's a weird first flirt.
I feel like he's on the radar now, though.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what he needed.
I didn't say it was wrong. I just said it was weird.
Okay.
And again, I think because he also said for you and your son, I think that softens it a little bit. I'm going to go weird. I'm going to go slightly weird, but I don't think it kills your chances and could possibly help. But is it a little weird? Yes. You could have just said, hey, happy birthday. Would love to take you to lunch for your birthday if that's okay with you. Like, you could have done that.
Yeah.
Let me go to Morgan. Morgan, what do you think about this? You're single.
I was going to suggest exactly what you said because him just sending money feels a little gross to me.
Okay, you think gross?
Yeah, like I'd be like, oh, he's paying me to do something? Okay. It feels weird to me. So, yes, had he just been like, happy birthday, I'd love to take you out sometime, would feel more natural and I'd be more inclined to do that. Than if he just paid me $50.
Do you think it softens it or makes it a little less weird that he was like, hey, take you and your son to lunch?
Yes, it's not as like grimy and creepy, but it's still a little bit where I'm like, oh, somebody just like paid me for my
birthday. They didn't pay you. They gifted you
$50. Yeah, but they still just gave you money.
Yeah, and you don't know them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's from Instagram. It's like
the way she's using the word pay, though. I mean, he didn't pay anything.
But I think that's why it feels kind of gross.
And yeah. I guess he feels gross too a little bit because he's right.
You're asking us. Here's what I'm gonna say to you, longtime listener in Wichita. You should follow this up with a not so weird or grimy move.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can we in person do something? Because otherwise you just look like a guy on the internet that's like somewhat stalking and sending cash.
Yes, exactly. You got to follow up with something that makes you a little bit more friendly.
Should he reference the gift at all or just let this one go? Like, should he say like, hey.
Oh, this ship, it's sailed out there. Let that boat stay out there. You're okay, but I would follow it up. Otherwise, you're going to be the creepy guy on the internet that just sends money. Mm-hmm. It's basically OnlyFans, but you're not getting anything for it, you know?
It was a gift.
Yeah.
Guys.
Still, a weird gift. All right, so go get it. Follow up on this. You can do it. Thank you for the email. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail from Abby in San Antonio.
I just kind of have like a roundtable question for everybody. I recently got back into serving, and I was curious whether you all ever take notice to when your waiter or waitress writes like a thank you or have a good day on the top of your check, and whether it made you want to tip more or whether you didn't care or if you even crossed your mind.
It's a great question. It does not affect me. If they just write thank you. If they write thank you, Bobby and Caitlin, and we had a conversation, and oftentimes we do. Like if it's a personalized note, then I will have a more positive feeling about the interaction, which will probably lead me to tip more. But I'm already a really good tipper anyway because I waited tables forever. But I do think some personalization does matter to me. So yes, but not just a random thank you, because I imagine there's 10 back there. That's right. Thank you on all of them. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go yes, if personalized. Amy, what about you?
A happy face will do it for me.
That's it. Amy, do you feel like they do that just for you in your heart?
No, I'm sure they do it to a lot of people, and I'm okay with that. I just feel like they're going a little extra mile to make sure and put a happy face. And you know what? Then when I'm filling out the tip, I like to write to them, thank you, or do a happy face back.
Oh, Amy's doing a message in a bottle to the waiter, sending notes back and forth. Okay, yeah. So you tip a little more or you just feel better about it?
Hey, I might throw in an extra dollar.
Okay, so slight. She might go slight. Eddie, it doesn't affect you.
No, it makes me happy, but I don't tip more. I like the smiley face. When I was younger, I thought they were hitting on me. Now that I'm older and I see the smiley face, they're not hitting on me. They just do that to everyone. But it makes me feel good.
When you were younger, like
year? No. When I was like 20, like 19, 20, I'm like, oh, she likes me. No, she doesn't.
Lunchbox?
No, if you want me to tip you more, give me something free. Like throw in a couple desserts, throw me in a milkshake, something like that. And okay, then maybe you're going to get a bigger tip.
But then maybe.
Yeah, but writing a little note on a thank you. No, how about you be better at your service and I'll tip you more. Okay.
But that's not true. They could come out and crush.
No, if they crushed, I give them 20.
But you don't tip them more. You just give them the expectation of good service.
Correct. But if they give me, let's say they come over and they're like, hey, you know what? I gave you that spaghetti for free. I'm like, hey, you know what? That's an extra dollar.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, but will you tip them the 90% of what you would have paid for the spaghetti?
No. Why would I pay him 90% of the spaghetti?
Because you just got it for free, so it's even less.
Yeah, you just give him a couple extra bucks on the tip line.
You're missing what I'm saying here. You're giving them less than the spaghetti cost, and in that 90% of the spaghetti, the tip is kind of already built into that too. So you're paying 40% more than the spaghetti.
Huh.
40% of the spaghetti.
Too many numbers, Bones. You lost them.
Okay, well, but the answer is no. No, you can.
I mean, unless you write me an article saying how great I am and you're a big fan, still probably not going to
tip you. An article? You want a story on the back of the
thing? Yeah, I want it. But I'm probably not going to tip you anymore anyway. Doesn't matter. It's all about the service. I don't care about a note.
Let's get this voicemail from Patience in North Carolina.
Hey, Bobby, and good morning, studio. I have a morning corny for Amy. Why doesn't Garth Brooks shop at Home Depot? Because he has friends in Lowe's places. Y'all have a great day.
Good.
Love y'all.
Lowe's hardware.
Friends in Lowe's places?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
What?
Guys,
I think Amy did
I've
that
done
one.
That one. I did it like last week.
Yeah, you did.
I like that
pretty
one.
Pretty sure.
I forgot about Amy's.
I think it was her delivery there.
Okay.
I like her delivery there. All right, let's have one more here. This is from last night as well.
Bobby, I am in a huge predicament. We are going to Nashville before meeting the rest of my family in Knoxville. Turns out you are playing at the Opry the night that we're supposed to meet the rest of our family. Big question. Should we miss one night of the family vacation to see you and the Raging Idiot? Please help. Thank you.
When you say meet your family, like for the first time ever, and if the answer is no, you should come to the Opry and watch Eddie and I play.
Totally.
Yeah. If meet means you're just bumping into him again to have another vacation.
Forget that.
Yeah, who cares?
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, watch us at the Opry, baby. Come on. By the way, Eddie will be showing up, doing a little mini appearance. We'll do a few songs at my comedically inspirational show, which those tickets go on sale Friday at bobbybones.com or cmatheater.com. And you can go and get tickets for August 12th or 13th. It's half Tony Robbins. It's half Dave Chappelle. I just compare myself to Tony Chappelle.
That's quite the contrast, too.
That sounds like somebody from Sopranos. I don't know. But it's my comedically inspirational show. I hope you guys come. Tickets on sale Friday if you want to come to that. And yeah, Eddie and I are playing the Opry even before that. All right. That being said, let's move along. This is a special Scotty McCreery version. This is Dang Straight that he recorded just for me. And then into the real song.
This one's for you, Bobby. Dang straight. Killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, cause I'll get to missing her, then the hurt gets worse. Dang straight. I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broke in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Dang straight. Dang straight.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Eric Akers was driving to his job in Bend, Oregon, a beautiful part of the country, by the way, and it breaks down on the side of the road, goes up in smoke, and he's like, man, I think that's the end of my car, but I still got to get to work. And he starts walking and walking. He walked 33 miles to get to work.
First of all, what a long drive to work every day.
Yeah.
And people who can drive that far, I meet them, like, yeah, I have an hour and a half commute every day. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
I don't know if he got to work on time, but then the news, his boss went to the news like, oh my gosh, this guy walked and worked 33 miles. They did a story on him. And a family saw it and was like, man, we got an old Honda sitting out back that we don't use anymore. Called up the news, said, hey, can you connect me with them? They met up, handed them the paper, said, it's yours.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It also shows you how social media feels like we can connect with anyone regardless. Because back in the day, you wouldn't watch the news and feel like you'd get a hold of anybody. But now because of, hey, saw the story in the news, you know people are just literally one connection away from helping or hurting or whatever you want to do. And they called the news and got them. I mean, they probably could have searched them on Facebook.
Yeah, anything.
But yeah, but I like that. Out,
got a hold of them, handed them the paper, said, here's your new car, man.
That is an amazing story. Good for those folks. They have their name out there?
Yeah, they are Chris Arisenault.
Yeah.
Arisenault.
Big fan of the Arisenault.
Yeah, the Arisenault and his wife. They wanted to help.
There you go. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, fill in the blank. Amy, before I die, I want to blank. Before I die, I want to blank. Go ahead.
I would like to go on one of those Alaskan cruises, or just, I want to go to Alaska in general because I've never been, but my mom, before she died, that's what she wanted to do and she never got to, so it's now on my list.
Yeah, Alaska seems like it'd be cool. We had a friend who just went up there. It's just a long travel day. I guess that's the only reason I'm back.
Other than that, though, it seems doable.
It's beautiful.
And I'd want to go when it's daytime the whole time.
Oh, right.
Because our friend Rod went, and he was like, yeah, it's 11 p.m. I was playing golf. And I was like, that's so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, the cruise thing scares me. I feel like I would go on a cruise, and then I would be sick the whole time because I get so seasick. Mm. And some people have said it's not like when I went on the boat on my Nat Geo TV show. But still, I'm like, I don't want to spend that money and then get out there and be miserable the whole time.
They say the big boat doesn't rock as hard. That's what they say.
But I don't need it to rock that hard to make me sick. Like, I'm getting sick thinking about it right now.
Okay, that's not good.
Like, I get motion sick in an elevator.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would be cool to go on one of those Alaskan cruises. Did you guys do that Lunchbox in your honeymoon?
Yes, that was – we went – yeah, my aunt gave us a cruise, and so we went – and I wasn't going to go out where I couldn't see the land. So I went Alaskan cruise, and we were the youngest people on the boat by about 20 years. But it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
You said you weren't going to go somewhere where you couldn't see the land?
Yeah.
Like that scared you to just be water?
I'm scared to go on a cruise like where you go out there and you're just in the middle of the ocean, you can't see land.
What about in like a, when I went on one of these small fishing boats, we went out.
No, can't do that.
I mean, almost 100 miles.
No way. See land. You can't see land. You can't do it because if the boat sinks, you can't swim to shore.
What about an airplane when you can't see land if you're
submerged? That's why I've only been over the ocean one time in my life.
What are you talking about?
I've been to Greece. Yeah. That's it. That was my honeymoon. I've never done it. That was the only time, and I've never gone back. Because if we crash, yeah. I don't want a shark to eat me, and I want someone to be able to find my body.
This is called something. It's called thalassophobia. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox has thalassophobia.
What is the...
I think it's where you eat your hair.
Okay, because you know I'm going to tell you what. I'm not doing it. That's why we had to go to Alaska, but I'm so glad I did because it is amazing.
All right, Eddie, before I die, I want to blank.
The opposite. I want to sail to somewhere in an actual sailboat. Like a sailboat with sails. I don't care if it's
too much work.
What do you mean?
Why not rent or have somebody rent one of those boats with an engine and do one of those?
Yeah, call it a yacht.
I think the sailboats have an engine just in case, but I'm not talking about just me. I want a crew, and we're going to go to, let's say, St. Thomas or the Virgin Islands, and we will take
off. Oh, you want a crew to sail for you?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to. Dude, I don't know what I'm doing. Are you kidding me? I'd go in circles.
Okay. So you want people to sail you to an island.
Yeah.
Seems too slow to me.
What do you mean? Even if it took a week, in that boat and letting the wind take you, that'd be amazing.
All right. Okay, Lunchbox, before you die, you want to blank.
Run with the bulls.
In Spain?
Yes.
Wow.
You have to fly over water.
I know. That's the problem. That's the issue. Guys, I've seen that for years on TV and thought always that looked so amazing.
Would your wife let you do that?
Yeah, I think she would. She'd be terrified, but I think she would let me do it because I've always said that is something I want to do.
So the running of the bulls is an event that involves running in front of a small group of bulls, typically six, but sometimes 10 or more. They are let loose on sectioned off streets in a town, usually part of a summertime festival.
Yes.
In the last day, there's a couple news stories because it's been happening. Spain's running of the bulls, one person gored. An American among three people gored at the tent's running of the bulls.
Guess what? You just got to be faster than that one person.
No, that's not true because there are six bulls.
Yeah, a lot of bulls.
So I got to be faster than six people. Guess what? I'm faster than six people.
Well, no, that's not really just the case because they could pass up some people on the side. When you're riding a bull. The reason it's so hard is because it's not predictable at all which way it's going to go or how hard it's going to go.
And with all those people running, you know, you could trip and then bam, you're done.
That's true. But I think that's fun. I mean, for you, running of the bulls, if you want to do it, I think you should go do it.
I mean, that is something I've always looked at and been like, that looks so amazing.
But I think if I did it, they'd be like, all right, go. I would just take like three steps and jump on the fence.
But you could say you ran with the bulls. You did it. Mm-hmm. Like you took those three steps.
Get a picture quick because I'm out of here. Yeah. Man. Okay. I had made my list when I saw this. Before I die, I want to see colors.
Oh, man, because you're colorblind.
Yeah, and I've tried the glasses. So far, they've made all these glasses, and they don't work for me because my right eye, I have like between 3% and 5% vision, period, in my right eye. It's never worked my whole life. And then I'm colorblind in both eyes, which is really mostly just my left eye. But any of those glasses don't work on me. So I would like for them to be able to do some sort of stem cell type stuff in my brain to have some vision in my right eye. And then see colors. I think
you think
so
that's
cool.
Possible before you die?
Yes, I do before I die. And I've been in and I know some really good LASIK surgeons who I've worked with as far as getting friends, yourself included, LASIK. And they say it's not my eye that has the problem, it's my brain. There's an underdeveloped part of the brain that's with vision. And so it would be like stem cell type stuff to be able to fix that. And so I would like to see colors.
That'd be cool. We'd want that for you.
My color blindness is dark colors. And once any color hits a certain darkness, it all looks black to me. Except for I can see red a little deeper, which is why I have so much red and I can almost match reds.
So what do I look like to you?
You look like a
am I dark enough?
You look like a Swiss guy, really white.
Interesting.
Yeah. I would like to get a hole in one.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But that's not something I can just go do. No. It's something I just got to keep, working at and then not die.
How's that?
No. Well, I know I get to be my
that's
list.
Legit.
Yeah, but if we get to do, let's say Genie gets wishes. I want more wishes. If I get to pick, if before I die, I want to not die.
Yeah, not
forever.
Sure about that one.
Okay, there's our list there. So Lunchbox says he's back with SPF, which I thought he brought us some sunscreen, but no. What's SPF?
Is the Sunburn Protection Foundation. I hit the beach and I walk up to random people and let them know, hey, I'm here for your help. You need some help getting those hard to reach areas. I got the sunscreen and I got magical hands.
This is cringy for sure. Okay, so Lunchbox is on the beach. This is at your vacation.
This is my vacation.
Set the scene. Where are you?
So I'm walking down the beach in Florida, and there's this lady. She's really tan, probably late 40s, pretty darn good looking. And she's just on a towel by herself, no, like, shade structure. So I'm like, man, she needs some screen.
Some screen.
Oh,
yeah.
Never heard that.
So what about you? What do you look like? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing no shirt, no shoes. I got a hat on, some sunglasses, and I got my blue swim trunks with pink flamingos on the front. And let's roll.
Here is the first clip. Lunchbox as part of the Sunburn Protection Foundation going up to strangers saying, let me rub some of this on you.
Excuse me. How you doing, ma'am? I'm part of the SPF, the Sunburn Protection Foundation, and we specialize in hard to reach areas, so like if you got your lower back, if you're didn't get sunscreen, if you need the help, I'm here for the job. Are you?
I appreciate it. I never wear sunscreen.
Oh well, that's the Sunburn Protection Foundation. That is not a good idea. You sure you don't need any help?
I don't believe in sunscreen, but thank you though.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, if you need anything, you let me know. These hands are magical.
I do feel like though that you should be able to say your organization without stumbling through it.
Yeah. Well, as I started saying it, she picked up her towel and started walking away.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she was trying to...
That threw you off?
Yeah, it threw me off. I was like, well, why is she so caught off guard?
Also weird she doesn't believe in sunscreen.
I mean, hey.
Maybe it's the chemicals.
Or she just made that up.
Now, you ever seen a leather couch?
I have.
That's what her skin looked like.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it was... Ooh, it'd been in the sun. I mean, everybody had shade structures, and she is just laying on a towel in the middle of the beach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Woo, getting toasted.
Now remember, he's focusing on the hard to reach areas.
Right, yeah, right. That's
so creepy. That's so creepy when you say to people. All right,
what areas would be those?
Like, yeah, for me, what would you do on me?
Well, probably your mid to lower back is probably hard to get because you can't really get your hands back there. Maybe your shoulders. I don't know because I can't touch my shoulders, so I need help there. Or somewhere on your lower legs, you can't reach down.
What about
there?
That spot that's like
right where the swimsuit is, like the waistline?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like women, you know, if they're wearing a bikini, they can't get it right there at that line in the middle of their back. And so you got to help them with that.
All right, here is the next one. It's a guy and two ladies in their early 30s out sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. Hello. I am from the SPF, the Sunburn Protection Foundation.
Yep.
And I just want to let you make sure you guys are...
Yes, I have 15 through 50. And you really work for that?
Yes.
We're good on the SPF, honey.
Are you sure? I'll just make sure because your back's starting to look red. I just wanted to make sure you didn't need any reapplying.
You know,
if you need me to hit your shoulders, you know...
No, we're good.
You sure?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you,
You can hit my shoulders.
Yeah, see, there we go. All right.
That's what's up.
There we go. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are getting red. Wow.
I told you.
I don't give a
Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yes.
What is happening?
And this is all professional. Very professional. Whew, it's prime time. You guys be good. You need something, my man?
No, I'm good, bro.
All right. Like in a friend way.
No, we're good, bro.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks, man.
That guy was going to kill him.
I like that he goes... yeah. All professional. Oh, yeah.
Feels good.
Ooh. That guy wanted nothing to do with you.
No, he was giving me side eye like, you better get out of here.
And they both did.
I mean, the girls kind of like me.
Was he jealous that you were going to rub the girls?
Yeah, I do think he got a little mad when he was like, no, we're good, homie. And when that girl goes, you can hit my shoulders, his look was like, excuse me, he can hit your shoulders? And then, I mean, I tried to get him afterwards like, see, I did it to her, I can do it to you. And he was... He put his cigarette down. I was like, all right, I got to go.
Here's one more. Here's two ladies under a blue canopy in their mid-50s.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm part of the SPF, the Sunburn Protection Foundation, and I just wanted to let you know we specialize in hard-to-get areas like middle back, lower back.
I'm all covered.
Are you sure you don't need my expertise? I do it for
positive.
A living.
I'm 100% positive.
You sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, sometimes your friends let you down, and I'm here to save the day.
I'm all right.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I mean, sunscreen. I mean the knees are looking red.
Oh,
we can get
goodness.
Behind the knees. You know, the shoulders get you.
I'm all good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, my God. Okay. Give it up. Yeah. Give it
Thank
up.
Thank you.
How many times did she say that?
You hear about that? You sure about that?
I'm positive. I'm sure.
How about now?
I'm positive. I'm sure.
You think she want me to just leave or what?
How do you feel when you do this stuff?
Man, I'm laughing to myself inside. I'm just going, man, these people think I'm crazy.
You don't go, I'm embarrassed.
No, it's hilarious. It is so funny. Like, to me, it's just like, to see them squirm, it just brings me a smile to my face, but I can't smile because I'm professional.
He sounds like a serial killer.
It's professional. Mm. Oh, how does a lady like that?
Yes.
It's professional. All right, well, good to hear that the Sunburn Protection Foundation is still hard at work.
Yeah, out there saving lives.
Out there saving lives. We're going to file this into something I just don't get because I don't drink and I never had a scotch, although I'd like to. Like, people that drink scotches, that looks cool. Like, I like the drinks where you put it in a small glass and there's only just a tiny bit of it.
That's scotch.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
You got a small glass, you got just a tiny bit of it. It's not like you're going to a rager and you got a keg. You don't do a keg stand on a scotch bottle.
No.
Like, it's so classy, just like small and small.
You would hate the taste of it, though. It's so strong, you would hate it.
I hate the smell of beer.
Yeah.
I think I would hate the taste of beer. Like, alcohol just smells bad to me. And I would like to drink it. And I don't want people to be like, oh, he doesn't drink. No, no, no. I'd love to drink. It'd be awesome. I just can't. I know I can't. Because if I have one, I'm going to have 1,000. An unnamed collector just won a bid for a rare cask of scotch. Cask, huh? That's what it's called?
That's a big barrel?
I guess. For the scotch. It's a 1975 by Ardbeg, Islay-based single malt. And paid $19 million for it.
Whoa!
I'm not even sure if I said all those words right, but I just can't believe you'd pay $19 million for basically a barrel of scotch. That's what it is. And it's from that Ardbeg distillery. And again, almost $20 million for that barrel. Is it like buying property? Meaning, you buy property for the most part, if you buy a house or any sort of building at all, it's just worth more in 3, 4, 5 years regardless, right? They say that's the safest investment. And so if you do that, is that like, but you can't accidentally drink a house.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Yeah, you can't consume the house.
Yeah.
Here, you're going to drink some
maybe,
of the
but maybe
scotch.
You're not. I'm wondering if you don't, does it just appreciate?
Yeah, that's a good question. And since it was from, what did you say, 1977?
75.
Or 75, so I guess you can hold it for much longer?
You know, if I'm paying that much for scotch, Stegosaurus needed to drink it. It needs to be that old.
Yeah, I agree.
That's crazy it's only from the... That's from when, like, Eddie was a teenager.
No, it's still older than me.
Oh, it is?
Older than me.
Okay, all right. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you have an old friend that you haven't talked to in a while, reach out to them because a recent study shows that old friends appreciate when people reach out. So the main takeaway from this is maybe text, call, or email one today. They're going to love hearing from you.
Yeah, I saw the story and it made me reach out to somebody that I hadn't talked to in probably a few months. And I was like, hey, because I was thinking about them the night before. I was like, hey, just thinking about you. We ain't seen each other in a while, but man, I hope you're still killing it. And he was like, hey, let's go to dinner. And so he doesn't live here, so we planned to go to dinner. And so, yeah, it was good. The story just kind of inspired me, and hopefully you hear this. And you should go, I want to reach out to an old friend or to somebody I haven't spoken to in 4 or 5 months. Because sometimes I get that text, and I'm like, cool.
Cool.
But sometimes I forget to reply.
What?
I know. And they're like, hey, just thinking about you. And I'm like, I need to get to this when I get off the air. And then I forget.
Oh, man.
All right, what else you got?
Now, most people think it's okay to ban kids from your wedding. So, Bobby, do you think it's acceptable or unacceptable?
I think you can do whatever you want at your wedding. It's your wedding. If you're having a party at your house, you can do whatever you want in regards to that party because you're paying for it. A wedding's just a party where two people are stuck together after that forever. You know?
Right.
It's a big... Yeah, so if you don't want kids there, just say no kids allowed. And maybe it's a wedding where everybody's naked. And you don't want kids to be there for that.
Yeah.
You know? yes, it's a party that you pay for. You get to make the rules. So I'm definitely okay with it.
So Luke Combs has been getting a lot of parenting advice lately. And one thing that he keeps hearing a lot of is get a night nurse. But he just cannot get on board with that and wants to handle the nighttime baby stuff all himself with his wife.
Yeah, no chance. If I have the option, I want a night nurse for me and possibly the baby.
For everyone.
Yeah. And isn't this the case with people who just haven't had the baby long enough? At some point, don't you welcome a night nurse if you can afford it?
Mm-hmm. I would take one, too.
Yeah, wouldn't your recommendation be, Eddie, with a lot of babies, if you can afford one, get one?
I get the whole first baby thing, like, oh, no, I want to be connected with my child. But, man, I have four kids. If I can afford a night nurse now for all of them, I would do it. Put them all to bed, please.
I don't even know that you need a kid for the night nurse. I'd like to just simply have a night nurse for me. Yeah. Where if I wake up and I'm like, my mouth is dry.
I need water.
Nurse!
You push a button. Yeah. How annoying would that be? Now, and,
let's normalize adult night nurses. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A family in Alaska had given up hope on seeing their dog again. Lulu was an older golden retriever, and she had wandered off. And it's very wintry in Alaska for most of the year and dark for half of the year. And so they were like, dang, we lost her. Well, 3 weeks after she went missing, a construction crew saw a bear in a bush, a small bear. And they were like, all right, back away. Because if there's a small baby bear, there's probably a mom bear somewhere around.
Yeah.
So they're being very careful around this bush because there's a bear in it. And they get up to it and realize it's not a bear, it's the dog.
It's Lulu.
It's Lulu. So Lulu the dog, elderly, pretty bad shape. She'd gone from weighing 80 pounds to below 60. She was dehydrated, dirty. Her fur was all matted. But they got her to the vet quickly. And they say Lulu's going to make it. And that's awesome that she was able to survive out there. So in the construction company is going to pay for the vet bills because the family's like, we don't think we can afford all the work that Lulu needs.
Wow, that's really
cool. So they've stepped up and they're paying the vet bills. You know, I was thinking about this with my animals. It's so hot in a part of the country, and animals are getting sick or getting dehydration or heat exhaustion or burnt feet because we can't talk to them. We don't really know what they're feeling. And so think about it. If you're walking your dog and you're on pavement or concrete, like if you wouldn't put your feet on it, don't walk your dog on it. And sometimes you just have to think about, oh, let me feel it first. So that's a thing. And two, this has nothing to do with the heat. I'm so sick of dog food companies that have canned wet food not putting a little spoon in the bottom of the lid. Because you know how you get ice cream or a snow cone, you peel the lid off, they got one of those little spoons in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They should do this with wet dog food because you got to go get a spoon or a knife to get it out of there.
Every time.
And it's disgusting. So they need to put some sort of cheap, even wooden stick in there.
It's not a bad idea.
Because I'm like, okay, great. Because Ella, the dog we adopted, she won't eat her dry food and she won't for weeks. And so we're like, let's find different ways. So I'd mix a little bit of Stanley's in there and she'd eat some. So we're like, let's try some wet food. And so she'll eat the wet food, but I gotta crack the can. And then I try to shake it out, and it's and it won't come out. It's disgusting.
That's exactly
smelling.
What it sounds like.
Then I gotta go get a spoon and dig it. Then I gotta wash the spoon. They just need to put some sort of stick in there to pull it out, like they did the old school ice cream. And why they don't do that, I have no idea. And you can have the idea. If you're listening right now, Purina.
Whoa, I'm jotting it down.
You're gonna invent it?
Yep. Stick for dog food. Now I just got to get good dog food.
Anyway, that's the situation. Lulu is alive. That's awesome. Yes. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.